Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
All right, so we're asking this question that is being asked a lot in the news. This is being talked about a lot. Donald Trump says that there was a guy in the bushes that wanted to kill him because Vice President Kamala Harris has said that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. Let's start at the beginning of that. Is Donald Trump a threat to democracy? Is Kamala Harris a threat to democracy? Because I've heard Trump supporters say Kamala Harris is a threat to democracy. There are people who believe that Democrats and liberals are a threat to democracy. So is Trump a threat to democracy? Is Kamala Harris a threat to democracy? And why? And also, if Donald Trump is going to deport the Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, if this is some big ballsy move that he's going to deport the immigrants, how do you deport a legal immigrant? And I just got a text from somebody who's trying to make the point that they're on temporary status. I know that. I have a temporary tag on my car right now. But because of that temporary tag, I am driving around legally. So if they have temporary status, it doesn't matter. They're legal. So did you have another point to make? The Okunar text line, 504-260-1870. Ian is off doing business with, I think, the Pelican season coming up. I mean, we're not far away from the Pelicans starting to play. And the Pelicans, they're set up to have a really great year. And by the way, last night, Monday Night Football, a minute 39 left. And when Barkley dropped that pass, I thought, no! And it happened. The Eagles let the Falcons come back and win, and as Saints fans, we have seen that happen to us so many times. I was wondering if that was good or bad for the Saints who are playing the Eagles Sunday in the Caesars Superdome. I think it might be good, because I think the Eagles might be really questioning themselves right now. I know, I hate that Atlanta got a win, but I don't know that Atlanta's going to be the biggest problem for us down the road. So right now, we need to win this game against the Eagles. And we'll worry about the Falcons when we play them later in the season. But I think it might be a good thing, because I'm thinking that the Eagles may be questioning themselves. And with a short week, and maybe they're having questions about themselves, that's a good way for them to come into the Caesars Superdome Sunday afternoon. And I know, man, we're going to blow the roof off that place Sunday. All right. I wrote a blog. Is rhetoric from Kamala and the media to blame for a second assassination attempt? I think I think it's been retitled. Who is to blame for the second attempt on Trump? Yeah, that's it. Who is to blame for the second attempt on Trump? Is it Kamala Harris and the media? I've heard that. Is it this idea that Trump is a threat to democracy? It's also on the Scoot on the Facebook page where you can comment on it. And let's get to a couple of your calls, and then Coleman's going to do some of your text messages. Let's go to Wayne in Hammond. Wayne, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing? I ain't called in a long time.
Appreciate you calling in, Wayne. How are you today?
Yeah, like you had a guy on a little earlier saying Trump is a threat to democracy and he wanted to be a dictator. I heard the interview that day when Trump said the first day he's in office, he will be like a dictator and he will get rid of all the executive orders that Biden took away from him when he got in office on the first day. That's all he was talking about.
So you think it was a statement that was misunderstood?
Yes, because the media is blowing it up into something that it shouldn't be.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never made a big deal about that because I think there's always been ambivalence about what Trump said and what he meant. And I have never made a big deal about that on the show. I mean, it's come up on the show, but I've never made a big deal about it.
Yeah, some people do and some people don't. I'm an independent like you. I don't like Harris and I don't like Trump. I wish they had a third party I wish they'd get rid of all the parties and let the people run for what they represent and not for themselves, like the party.
Wayne, I know exactly how you feel, and you're not alone.
And one last thing.
Yeah.
You said who's a more threat to democracy, Trump or Biden? I mean, Harris?
Yeah.
Harris, if she gets in there, she's going to leave the borders wide open, but Trump ain't going to be no better because he's going to start trouble by getting rid of them, and the people are going to fight back.
Wayne, we can't win, right? We can't win.
Nope. That's why I'm an independent.
Yeah, well, I agree with you.
If you go to vote, your vote's wasted because Louisiana's a red state, Mississippi's a red state, and all the southern states are a red state. So Trump's going to get the delegates anyway.
I still think it's important to vote. Please give out a vote.
You still got a lot of local elections up for when they come to vote this November.
Wayne, I appreciate the call. Let's go to Billy in Metairie. Billy, you're now on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hi, Scrooge?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good. I made sure I was on Veterans Highway one day. You were doing a show next to the health insurance. But anyway, I used to be an immigrant in 1965, and of course I became an American in 1973. I am from Europe, but I want to tell you what the immigrant, how much they help this country. They got a few bad ones, but most majority, only thing they want is a work, a paycheck, and a roof over their head. That's all they want. They don't do politics. They don't eat cats and dogs. But that's what I said. I was an immigrant, and when I came to work at the Royal Lincoln in 1965, the rib room did not know how to make a sauce, a French sauce. They couldn't make a sauce. He couldn't even make a Highlander sauce. So I got there from France, and I taught this guy, the cooks, how to make a French sauce.
Wow.
Not just one. So I want to know, the immigrants, sometimes they do a lot, and they know better sometimes. So I don't like the thing about the immigrants. They have some bad ones. I understand.
Of course,
that.
They have some bad Americans. So, yes, of course they're bad immigrants, and they're bad Americans,
You see, that's why I was saying immigrants, like the Trump says, got over a million, you know. I think that's exaggerated because you always exaggerate anyway. Yeah. But the immigrants are good. They work hard. They work in California. They work in things that no black people and no white people and no Chinese people won't do. But they do it because they're desperate. They got a roof, they have opportunity to raise the kids, and make a decent pay.
Yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with that. They don't go shoot people.
Billy, I appreciate the call, and I appreciate that you became a U.S. citizen, and I'm sure a lot of people appreciate that you taught the people at the rib room how to make hollandaise sauce and a few other sauces as well. Let's go to Coleman with a couple of your text messages.
All right, so this text says, going back to what's the biggest threat to democracy, this text says the biggest threat to democracy is no term limits in Congress.
Look, we have term limits in Congress. It's called voting. You can limit the term of anybody in Congress. You want to limit the term of you can limit their terms. I understand what you're saying about term limits, and that, you know, that would be nice, but that's not going to be happening anytime soon, because who's going to vote on whether or not they have term limits? the people who don't want term limits, the people in Congress. So exercise your right to vote. You have the ability to limit anybody's term you want to limit.
All right, this text says, the biggest threat to democracy is the liberal and the conservative news channels that repeat their propaganda over and over again, stoking the fires.
You know, that can be a problem, and that's why you have to pay attention to both. You know, you have to pay attention to conservative and liberal media and put into perspective what each one is saying, you know, because the truth is in the middle. The truth doesn't come from the conservative media. The truth doesn't come from the liberal media. It comes from, you know, what's in between there. And then you apply that to what you know and do a little research. You know, don't let them do the thinking for you. Don't let your anointed leaders do all the thinking for you. Just because a candidate says something, don't necessarily believe them just because they said it. Why don't you just kind of look it up sometimes?
James and Harvey says maybe the real threat is the ignorance of the electorate. I guess he means the Electoral College. I guess that's...
No, the electorate, the voting electorate.
All right, the voting electorate.
Yeah, okay. I mean, look, James, I think that is a true danger because those are the people who are not thinking. Those are the people who are listening to their leaders on either side, and they're just listening to whatever they say. And they're not thinking. They're not... If somebody says something, if immigrants are eating pets, they believe it. Not because it's true or not because they did any research, but just because the person they like said it. So it's interesting how many people might question what I say, and I'm sure a lot of people look up what I say. I don't ever lie on this show, and I bring up a lot of truths that you're not going to hear elsewhere, and that causes a lot of people to have their feathers ruffled a little bit because they don't want to hear anything negative. But what we're talking about is the truth here. I've even talked about the things that Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on. So it's not just Donald Trump. It's just that when you've got a story that's as big of a lie as immigrants eating pets, and the suggestion is they're illegal immigrants coming here stealing pets and eating pets, that is a lie, then, I mean, that's a big story. It's a big story, not because I made it a big story. It's because they made it a big story. Trump and J.D. Vance made this a big story. And they keep doubling down on it. And now Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, who I have nicknamed Mike DeWeenie, because he's a DeWeenie, he won't even call out Trump on this. Oh, well, he's scared. He's a Republican. He's afraid. What, are Republicans candy asses? No. You're not a bunch of candy asses that you're, you know, afraid to call out people. You're strong people. Somebody's wrong about something, call them out. And look, I'll take a break. When we come back, there's something that I found out about this ridiculous, absurd lie. It's not a rumor. It's a lie that immigrants, legal immigrants, by the way, but they don't tell you that. The immigrants are legal. And remember what everybody has said. Hey, we're not against people coming to this country. We just want them to come in here legally. Those Haitians are here legally. So what's the argument against the Haitians? And if Trump wants to deport them, how do you deport a legal immigrant? I know these are tough questions, but we have to ask the questions. And you're free to try to answer. The Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. And when we come back, let's talk a little bit about the pet eating lie that Trump and J.D. Vance continue to double down on, even though J.D. Vance over the weekend said, I made it up to get the media's attention. So I can't wait to talk about that. And if you want to call me, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air on WWL.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, on this day in 2002, Bono of U2 went to the White House to meet with President George W. Bush to talk about giving more money toward AIDS initiatives. Afterwards, Bono said, quote, "I'm not peddling a cause. 7,000 people are dying per day. It's not a cause. It's an emergency." By the way, George W. Bush never increased the spending. I'm Scoot on the Air. It is a Tuesday afternoon. Earlier today, a lot of heavy rain storms around. You might be in one now if you are drive carefully. But, I mean, the rain hit. We just went through a storm, and the rain hit. And, I mean, people were, like, going crazy, not even dealing with it. If you're on hold, hang on. We'll get to your calls and more of your text coming up. So the city of Springfield, Ohio, is just awash in bomb threats at schools and government buildings as Trump and Vance continue to push this totally false pet-eating conspiracy theory.
Members of the Ohio State Highway Patrol are being stationed in Springfield schools amid a series of threats across the city after former President Trump and running mate J.D. Vance amplified debunked claims about Haitian immigrants eating pets and waterfowl.
At least 33 separate bomb threats.
Republican Governor Mike DeWine.
And each one of whom has been found as a hoax.
DeWine visited the city Monday, meeting with the mayor and businesses who told him after the pandemic they had a real need for employees.
We had one company that told me, I don't think we would even be here if it wasn't for the Haitian employees.
And in recent days, the political furor has attracted visitors.
We wanted to come up here to support, a Haitian business.
Bill Teeger.
As well as drive around town and kind of see what the feel of what we think is, because nationally they're painting a picture that's just horrendous.
I'm Ben Thomas.
And a Springfield resident, Ann Harvey, says spreading these false claims about Haitian immigrants is wrong.
People are getting hurt, and I don't like that. Not just because I'm a lawyer, but I don't like it that people can't go to work, people are afraid, there's bomb threats. It's just absolute craziness.
Do you know what? I found out that this immigrants eating pets thing is not new to 2024. It's an American urban legend. And it goes back many years. Many years before the Trump campaign, many years before J.D. Vance claims he made it up, it all started when a woman said she heard that some illegal immigrants were eating pets. And pets were disappearing. And they noticed strange cooking odors. And there was a large problem with pet eating, mainly in the state of California. This was totally debunked as an urban legend. And the woman herself who started this many years ago said she's sorry that she started it. And she said it's not true. She posted something. This wasn't on Facebook. Facebook wasn't around then. But she spread a rumor because she heard something. J.D. Vance said he made it up, but now he's pushing that it's true. As I said yesterday, vote for Trump. Vote for Trump and Vance if you want to. But let's don't tolerate the lies. You know, please, let's join together and demand that they tell us the truth. It's not that difficult to tell the truth and to make up lies that hurt people. These Haitians are here legally. And the whole argument from MAGA right-wing radicals has always been, hey, it's okay if you come to this country legally. We don't care. We just don't want people to come here illegally. So they're here legally. So what's the argument for them not being here? And there were neo-Nazi groups in the past that were spreading rumors about Haitians and Asians and other groups that would come to this country. You know, pets disappear all the time. And the rumors based on pets disappearing, but there's no unusual number of pets disappearing, not in Springfield, but just in the past. So the truth is, this is an urban legend, and it's not true. And following the arrest of a man who appeared to be in a position to kill Donald Trump, the former president posted on Truth Social this comment: the rhetoric lies, as exemplified by the false statements made by Comrade Kamala Harris during the rigged and highly partisan APC debate, and all the ridiculous lawsuits specifically designed to inflict damage on Joe's then Kamala Harris's political opponent, me, has taken politics in our country to a whole new level of hatred, abuse, and distrust. Because of this communist left rhetoric, the bullets are flying and it will only get worse. And Trump went on to talk about the terrorists, the criminals, and the mentally insane coming across the border, but no evidence that they really are criminals and criminally insane. During an interview with Fox Digital News, Donald Trump blamed Harris and President Biden, saying their rhetoric is causing me to be shot at when I am the one who is going to save this country, and they are the ones who are destroying this country, both from the inside and out. And Trump focused on Kamala Harris's claim that Donald Trump is a threat to democracy. That's the main reason for the violence directed at him. So, I mean, is this true? Is Donald Trump really a threat to democracy? And if he is Kamala Harris right? If he's not a threat to democracy, is really this threat to democracy, is this really an excuse for people to be shooting at the former president? Of course not. You know, blaming, and then yesterday somebody wanted to blame the media for all of this. Blaming the media or blaming Harris or Biden for violence directed at Donald Trump is totally without merit. It's absurd. And while there is some talk of a deep, dark conspiracy behind the attempts to assassinate Trump, the only people to blame are the individuals who are the suspects. First of all, political rhetoric is part of everyday political campaigns. And Trump himself has also claimed that Harris is a threat to democracy, in so many words. And I've had Trump supporters call this show and say she's a threat to democracy, and that our country's going to be destroyed if she wins. So how can you claim your opponent's victory will destroy democracy and then criticize your opponent for claiming that you will destroy democracy if you win? We live in really crazy times, but I'm afraid that some people are right when they say somebody's going to really get hurt. During an appearance on CNN over the weekend, J.D. Vance seemed to admit that he created the story to get attention from the media, get attention away from Kamala Harris. Since Harris entered the race, Trump's campaign has been desperately trying to win back the media spotlight. But the idea that immigrants, legal immigrants, are eating pets, this is an urban legend that goes back many, many years. And somebody thought they heard something from somebody, and that's what turned it into reality. You know how quickly gossip can spread. And as I said, the woman behind the early post about Haitian immigrants kidnapping and eating pets admitted she had no firsthand knowledge of any cases and told NBC News that she now regrets posting it. The countless false and damaging comments that Trump has made could easily be considered a source of hate as well. And Kamala Harris and Donald Trump can be considered guilty of the same thing. As long as we, the people, continue to accept and spread the lies of each side, the lies will continue. When will we again become a nation of individuals that are strong enough to reject the lies, even the lies of the candidates we support? When we do that, we might start to see change. If you want to join us with a comment, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. Let's go to Irvin. Irvin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Look, the founding fathers, after dealing with the kings of England, who tried to tell us that we had to belong to the Church of England and no taxation without representation, they have a well-thought-out process. It's called the Constitution. They have a section of each Constitution to corral, to separate, and to limit the power of each group. The first article limits the power of the president, the executive, for carrying out laws and policy. The second article, the legislature, is given the power to make laws and to handle fiscal policy, which is money. And a third article, of course, is the judicial branch, which is going to block or take down anything that's unconstitutional. When Donald Trump came up with some presidential orders about the border, it hit the courts, and the courts quickly knocked it down. Joe Biden promised student loan forgiveness and got a lot of college students, ex-students excited, but it got blocked by the courts. And just to go on, you know, president, if he becomes president, he cannot take legal citizens and send them back to any country. The courts will stop it. And also with Ms. Harris, this giving out $25,000 for home loans, it's not going to make it unless, of course, the legislature approves it. She can't do it independently. And I'm sure it's going to get into the courts, and they're going to block it. So there's a lot of talk or rhetoric going on right now, but we need to remember, beyond it all, is the Constitution of the United States through three articles that limits the scope and power of each branch of government.
You know, and look, it's a great point, Irvin. Let's just hope that the Trump-induced conservative Supreme Court respects the law over politics. If you're on hold, hang on. I'll get right back to more of your calls. We'll have Coleman do some of your text messages. And if you want to join us, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text Line, 504-260-1870. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, on this day in 1955, Pat Boone had his first number one hit on the pop charts. Ain't That a Shame? I'll tell you what's a shame about this. This was a Fats Domino song, and Pat Boone destroyed it with his Caucasian style. Ain't That a Shame? Listen to this. Listen. Oh, boy. Yeah.
Yeah, it is missing that Tony Satchery seasoning, right?
Come on, man. Pat Boone. Number one, his first number one hit, Ain't That a Shame? A Fats Domino song. Yeah, that's a shame, Pat. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. I think this is one of the coolest songs ever. On this day in 1975, Silver Convention released Fly Robin Fly. I know it doesn't sound like a fancy disco song, but this was one of the top disco songs in 1975. And my wife at the time and I used to go down to the gay bars, and that's where they had the best disco. And, you know, back in the mid-70s, man, straight people went to gay bars all the time. Straight people go to gay bars now. But, man, some people think that, you know, if you go to a straight bar, you must be gay, which, of course, is really stupid. I mean, what, does that mean you're not going to go to the Virgin Islands because you're not a virgin? You know, I mean, you can go anywhere you want. Anyway, it was a big deal to go to the gay bars back in the 70s, and this was one of the big disco songs at the time. I'm Scoot on the air. We're going to go to Coleman in just a moment. Let's get to another call here. We'll get to some of your text messages coming up. Let's go to Baton Rouge with Charles. Charles, welcome to our show.
Yeah, Charles, it's so good to talk to you again, Mr. Scoot. We think so much alike. I appreciate your work, you and Ian, and I need you to give Ian a compliment for me. Like you and he, I'm struggling to try to understand how these people just continue to accept the lie. Yeah. First off, his analogy about the invisible bridge that they're all on, all 47 million of them, and every, you know, they're looking back at the other, at where the cliff is and Donald Trump is, and every time he tells a lie, they put a plank down, they can take another step back toward the other side, the promised land that he's promising, where there'll be no immigrants and no, the border will have a giant wall and all of the things will come to pass and we'll be living in Trump heaven. And if they look down and see that there's really nothing under them, to, you know, and say, well, what are my moral values here? You know, is it, am I willing to continue to stand here on this invisible bridge in order to accept these lies because my moral values are, you know, I'm going to put them aside again? And so they continue to do that, and at some point the bridge is going to disappear and they're going to fall, whether he wins or not. I think at some point they're going to have to confront in their life what values they sold out for this pack of lies that they chose to believe and did not examine because it was easier to accept the lies than to accept the fact that I hold some pretty racist views and I don't want to be that one anymore. Hold some pretty misogynist ways and I don't want to be that way anymore. I don't want my wife and my daughter and my granddaughter to have someone in Washington tell them what they can and cannot do with their body simply because they can.
Yeah, I hope you're right, but I'm not confident that people will reconcile that. And man, what does it say that former vice president under George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, is voting for Kamala Harris? I mean, that's a shocker. That's a shocker. And so I think, I'm just stating what I believe to be true. I think a lot of Trump people are really concerned that he might not win. I mean, he might win. We don't know who's going to win at this point. Let's go to Coleman with a couple of your text messages.
This text says, the biggest threat to democracy, going back to that, is the current Supreme Court majority. Wow.
Yeah, in fact, I think it was Scott Jennings on CNN who said that he believes it's going to be 2000 all over again, and that if Kamala Harris wins by only one state, if she wins the Electoral College by one state, that John Roberts and the conservative Supreme Court are going to find a way to overturn that state so Trump wins. That's why he says the speculation that Kamala Harris needs to win by three or four states, not just one state, because he and others are concerned that if it's one state, the Supreme Court's going to overturn it in Trump's favor.
Somebody says, I just cannot wait until we don't have to talk about this insane orange clown anymore. It's exhausting.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
I'll leave you with this one. We were talking about Pat Boone and how he covered the Fats Domino version of Ain't That a Shame. This text says, and what's worse is that the Pat Boone's white bread version of Fats Classic charted and made money, but Fats' version only paid him writer's royalties.
Yeah, that's a shame. There was a lot of injustice back then. A lot of injustice. Things are a lot better now. And you've got African-American artists who rise to fame, and they do really well, and they're killing it. And then you've got African-American artists like Sean Puffy P. Diddy Combs, who had it all. And he's been indicted now. I don't know if he's appeared in court yet. He's supposed to appear in court in New York this afternoon. He's offered up a $50 million bail. He could afford to lose that money. They're saying no way, because they think he's going to jump on one of his planes and leave the country. So the prosecutors are going to try to make him stay in jail until his trial. And based on what I've seen, he belongs in jail. I mean, why somebody would, you know, it just goes to show you the true nature of some people. And man, some people are just mean, and they're hateful, and they beat people. And for somebody like Sean Puffy Combs to be accused of sex trafficking is really sad, because a lot of young people looked up to him. You know, he was a really early riser. And he did, I mean, he did incredibly well. And there's video of him just beating people. And the stories that, I mean, I think there are over 24 victims of Sean Puffy Combs. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the next hour. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to all of your calls. We'll also get to more of your text messages. And in the next hour, I'm going to share some of the comments that you have posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Comments to my blog is Kamala Harris to blame for the assassination attempts on Donald Trump? I want to share some of your comments about political rhetoric inspiring violence. So that'll come up in the next hour. And you can comment on that on Scoot on the Air Facebook. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to do the Tuesday text off. On this day in 1978, Queen staged a bicycle race with 65 naked models at the Wimbledon Stadium in England to provide video for the cover of their bicycle race single. This was cover art. I mean, naked bike riders. What's wrong with that? We were born naked. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Okay, Tuesday afternoon, time for the Tuesday text off. If you're on hold, just hang out. We'll get to your calls. We're talking about who poses a real threat to democracy in America. Is it Donald Trump? Is it Kamala Harris? And why? And if Donald Trump wants to deport all of the immigrants, the Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, how do you deport legal immigrants? I've yet to get an answer to that question. All right, time for the Tuesday text off. We've got song A, song B. One is an original, one is a cover. You decide which is best. And you need to text A or B to the Okanar text line 504-260-1870. Here is song A. All right, that is song A. And here comes song B. All right, which song did you think was best, song A or song B? Right now, text A or B to the Okanhart text line, 504-260-1870. The Okanhart text line, 504-260-1870. And just text A or B to the text line, and we'll tally it up, and we'll tell you who did the songs, in case you didn't recognize the artist, which I thought was pretty obvious. We'll also tell you the year the songs came out, and we'll tell you who the winner is. That and a lot more coming up in the next hour. We're also going to talk about Snoop. Not Snoop. No, Snoop's a good guy. Well, he hasn't been convicted of anything that I know of. I don't know all of his life, but anyway, I think Snoop's a good guy. Anyway, we're talking about Sean Diddy Combs, indicted, and I think he's still in jail. That's coming up next hour. I think this is one of the coolest songs ever. On this day in 1975, Silver Convention released Fly Robin Fly. I know it doesn't sound like a fancy disco song, but this was one of the top disco songs in 1975. And my wife at the time and I used to go down to the gay bars, and that's where they had the best disco. And, you know, back in the mid-70s, man, straight people went to gay bars all the time. Straight people go to gay bars now. But, man, some people think that, you know, if you go to a straight bar, you must be gay, which, of course, is really stupid. I mean, what, does that mean you're not going to go to the Virgin Islands because you're not a virgin? You know, I mean, you can go anywhere you want. Anyway, it was a big deal to go to the gay bars back in the 70s, and this was one of the big disco songs at the time. I'm Scoot on the air. We're going to go to Coleman in just a moment. Let's get to another call here. We'll get to some of your text messages coming up. Let's go to Baton Rouge with Charles. Charles, welcome to our show.
Yeah, Charles, it's so good to talk to you again, Mr. Scoot. We think so much alike. I appreciate your work, you and Ian, and I need you to give Ian a compliment for me. Like you and he, I'm struggling to try to understand how these people just continue to accept the lie. Yeah. First off, his analogy about the invisible bridge that they're all on, all 47 million of them, and every, you know, they're looking back at the other, at where the cliff is and Donald Trump is, and every time he tells a lie, they put a plank down, they can take another step back toward the other side, the promised land that he's promising, where there'll be no immigrants and no, the border will have a giant wall and all of the things will come to pass and we'll be living in Trump heaven. And if they look down and see that there's really nothing under them, to, you know, and say, well, what are my moral values here? You know, is it, am I willing to continue to stand here on this invisible bridge in order to accept these lies because my moral values are, you know, I'm going to put them aside again? And so they continue to do that. And at some point, the bridge is going to disappear and they're going to fall. Whether he wins or not, I think at some point they're going to have to confront in their life what values they sold out for this pack of lies that they chose to believe and did not examine, because it was easier to accept the lies than to accept the fact that I hold some pretty racist views, and I don't want to be that one anymore. I hold some pretty misogynist ways, and I don't want to be that way anymore. I don't want my wife and my daughter and my granddaughter to have someone in Washington tell them what they can and cannot do with their body simply because they can.
Yeah, I hope you're right, but I'm not confident that people will reconcile that. And man, what does it say that former vice president under George W. Bush, Dick Cheney, is voting for Kamala Harris? I mean, that's a shocker. That's a shocker. And so I think, I'm just stating what I believe to be true. I think a lot of Trump people are really concerned that he might not win. I mean, he might win. We don't know who's going to win at this point. Let's go to Coleman with a couple of your text messages.
This text says, the biggest threat to democracy, going back to that, is the current Supreme Court majority. Wow.
Yeah, in fact, I think it was Scott Jennings on CNN who said that he believes it's going to be 2000 all over again, and that if Kamala Harris wins by only one state, if she wins the Electoral College by one state, that John Roberts and the conservative Supreme Court are going to find a way to overturn that state so Trump wins. That's why he says the speculation that Kamala Harris needs to win by three or four states, not just one state, because he and others are concerned that if it's one state, the Supreme Court's going to overturn it in Trump's favor.
Somebody says, I just cannot wait until we don't have to talk about this insane orange clown anymore. It's exhausting.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it.
I'll leave you with this one. We were talking about Pat Boone and how he covered the Fats Domino version of Ain't That a Shame. This text says, and what's worse is that the Pat Boone's white bread version of Fats Classic charted and made money, but Fats' version only paid him writer's royalties.
Yeah, that's a shame. There was a lot of injustice back then. A lot of injustice. Things are a lot better now. And you've got African-American artists who rise to fame, and they do really well, and they're killing it. And then you've got African-American artists like Sean Puffy P. Diddy Combs, who had it all. And he's been indicted now. I don't know if he's appeared in court yet. He's supposed to appear in court in New York this afternoon. He's offered up a $50 million bail. He could afford to lose that money. They're saying no way, because they think he's going to jump on one of his planes and leave the country. So the prosecutors are going to try to make him stay in jail until his trial. And based on what I've seen, he belongs in jail. I mean, why somebody would you know, it just goes to show you the true nature of some people. And man, some people are just mean, and they're hateful, and they beat people. And for somebody like Sean Puffy Combs to be accused of sex trafficking is really sad, because a lot of young people looked up to him. You know, he was a really early riser. And he did incredibly well. And there's video of him just beating people. And the stories, that, I mean, I think there are over two dozen victims of Sean Puffy Combs. We'll talk a little bit more about that in the next hour. All right, if you're on hold, hang on. We're going to get to all of your calls. We'll also get to more of your text messages. And in the next hour, I'm going to share some of the comments that you have posted on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. Comments to my blog: is Kamala Harris to blame for the assassination attempts on Donald Trump? I want to share some of your comments about political rhetoric inspiring violence. So that'll come up in the next hour. And you can comment on that on Scoot on the Air Facebook. All right, coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to do the Tuesday text-off. On this day in 1978, Queen staged a bicycle race with 65 naked models at the Wimbledon Stadium in England to provide video for the cover of their bicycle race single. This was cover art. I mean, naked bike riders. What's wrong with that? We were born naked. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. Okay, Tuesday afternoon, time for the Tuesday text off. If you're on hold, just hang out. We'll get to your calls. We're talking about who poses a real threat to democracy in America. Is it Donald Trump? Is it Kamala Harris? And why? And if Donald Trump wants to deport all of the immigrants, the Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Ohio, how do you deport legal immigrants? I've yet to get an answer to that question. All right, time for the Tuesday text off. We've got song A, song B. One is an original, one is a cover. You decide which is best. And you need to text A or B to the Okanar text line 504-260-1870. Here is song A. All right, that is song A. And here comes song B. All right, which song did you think was best, song A or song B? Right now, text A or B to the Okanhart text line, 504-260-1870. The Okanhart text line, 504-260-1870. And just text A or B to the text line, and we'll tally it up, and we'll tell you who did the songs, in case you didn't recognize the artist, which I thought was pretty obvious. We'll also tell you the year the songs came out, and we'll tell you who the winner is. That and a lot more coming up in the next hour. We're also going to talk about Snoop. I'm not Snoop. No, Snoop's a good guy. Well, he hasn't been convicted of anything that I know of. I don't know all of his life, but anyway, I think Snoop's a good guy. Anyway, we're talking about Sean Diddy Combs, indicted, and I think he's still in jail. That's coming up next hour.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.